Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Are you enjoying this beautiful day? Because we have more. Next up is Roger Treemstra. Before Tom Skilling was a household name, everyone knew the likable, easygoing weatherman named Roger. From 1965 to 1998, Roger delivered more than 50 weather reports along with his trademark folksy humor.
Roger Treemstra, how are you tonight, Rog?
Before Skilling was a household name, there was Roger Treemstra.
You know what? You belong to us. I don't care what they say over at TV. You will always be.
You
will always be Radio Roger.
A native of South Holland, this meteorologist updated Chicagoans on the city's ever-changing weather patterns. Roger delivered weather reports and folksy humor each week from 1965 to 1998.
It just was a lot of fun. I had a lot of good times. Worked with some great people, Wally, Bob, you.
Okay, Roger, a favorite moment?
The favorite moment was every day when I could serve America.
Oh,
Running parallel to his legendary forecasting career, Roger shared with us his passion for the environment and warned of the dangers of pollution, endeavoring to educate others on global warming and its effects. For helping to build WGN Radio's reputation for accurate Chicago forecasts, we welcome Roger Treemstra to the WGN Walk of Fame.
Congratulations, Roger Treemstra. I have to tell you, listening to the radio, sometimes you're half listening, but when the weather report comes on, boy, do people pay attention, Roger.
Does anybody have a freaking blanket?
Amen.
That Tom Skilling really he should spend more time with weather than not all them dumb pictures.
Our next inductee, Roger, which did you prefer, television or radio?
To be very honest, radio was just a lot of fun. And television, I used to spend about 2 hours to be on the air, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And to get out. And for radio, I'd spend 3 minutes to be on the air for 4 hours. So it was a lot. And it just was a lot of fun, you know, and the feedback you get, and the hosts. I'm a Dutch guy, so I'm used to being beat up. And between Collins and Spike, the only guy who really treated me nice was Wally, because he thought I was very, very intelligent. He didn't really understand me. But the amazing thing today, you look here, the three best-looking guys who ever were on radio, not a freaking head of hair, and here we're all together. How did you manage to do that? And you know what? We're all freezing. Look at Source there. He's about... So anyway, I actually do not believe that I got paid for what I did. It was ridiculous. And it didn't pay me very much, I'll tell you that. But it was a good time. I had a lot of fun.
You know, now we can check our weather anywhere on our smartphones. How was it? You had no computers. How did you get your weather?
To be very honest, I spent 4 years with the Strategic Air Command in the Air Force. And I got into this business because my first job I ever did was at ABC with Alex Dreyer. And they had radar. There was no radar at that time. And it was so different. Today, anybody can be, all you need is a freaking computer, you can be on the air. I think they have a gal now on Channel 9 in the morning. She must be in eighth grade. She's a cute gal, but she doesn't know what she's talking about.
I think I'm going to go hang out at the Billy Goat with Roger after the ceremony today. We can have some fun over there.
Sam was my friend.
Roger, over the decades, you must have reported on countless weather events in Chicago. Is there one or two that will always be in your mind that you'll just never forget?
Well, the very first time I was on radio was a tornado downstate.
Yeah.
And the second time was the big one we had in Plainfield. And... Actually, I was putting warnings out before the Weather Bureau because we had a lot of good equipment at that time. But when I think of the personalities I met, it's hard to believe that people would get paid for just screwing around for 3-4 hours on the radio. It's just amazing. And so I didn't practice. I just went there. And the one thing I always remember is about the last week I was on the air. You know, you still have that button delay? It's a true story. I never cursed on the air in my life.
Until today.
No. But this was about a week before, and everybody, I had notified I was going to leave in about 6 months. So Spike was just beating the living crap out of me every day. So he gets all these people to call in and say what a miserable weather guy I was. So he got all three on the air at the same time, and they're just beating me up. So I said to him, why the F are you listening to me if I'm just terribly bad? Well, luckily, they hit the button. The whole station was up for grabs. They said, it's a good thing you're leaving because we'd be firing you.
Roger, do you speak at schools ever? Do you ever just...
I would go, and I would eat the flowers, or Harry would wear them on the air. Yeah, I did a lot of speaking at schools, mainly reform schools, and a lot of... Actually, to be very honest, I spent 17 years, this is a true story, teaching Bible at the county jail.
Did you?
I did. Yeah.
I think we just found our new weatherman for our show, Bill.
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
What if you want to know what the weather is, fine. If you want to see a lot of goofy pictures, gets going. Skilling is such a nice young man, but he ought to spend more time with the science instead of them dumb pictures of Lily John's with a sunrise. Who the heck cares about a sunrise when it's 40 below zero?
What's tomorrow's weather forecast going to be? Can we put the blankets away?
I'll tell you what. If somebody has one here, I'll give you $10. By the way, there's a lady out there. Jerry, would you please stand up? I know you hate to do this. 65 years we've been married.
Oh. Wow.
Our family is 35, and we have one more great-grandchild. We have 12. We have one in the oven that's coming out in June. We've been married 65 years, and I want to tell you something. Never once did we talk divorce, murder a lot.
I hope your grandchildren and great-grandchildren have your sense of humor.
Well, a lot of them. In fact, you'll see two of my sons here if they stand up. I know. Come on, stand up, Carl. Well, I don't even know. And there's Dean. And look at the hairstyle. Hair is not important to us. It's what's inside the freaking head, not what's outside.
I found my new best friend
today.
He's
the best. Roger, you're the best.
Roger Treemstra, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh. Jerry, we're going to start a GoFundMe page for you before the evening is over. You're the best, Roger. You really are.